Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody sounds the same for one. Everybody wants the same beat.
I mean,
yeah,
it's no originality. And I like, when I heard your stuff, it was different than a lot of people that I heard, and I liked it. And I thought they were gonna give you a good review, but I was like, ah, here we go again.
That's what I was saying. You know, like while we were up there, you know, a couple people went before me, and their music, it wasn't like it was terrible, but some of it was lacking production, and some of it was lacking other stuff. You know, I know they were gonna say that, but when I came up, you know, they were all sitting there telling me I had talent. They were just like, no, I don't like this. And I think it's because they didn't like the what I was portraying, like, with my image, you know. I don't know if they wanted something
right.
else, or if they saw something else. But, you know, they were getting
right.
me, and I can't change that.
True. And how did you start? How did you start deciding you wanted to do music, man?
Well, it was a long ways away. I actually have been, like, messing around writing rhymes and doing a lot of stuff for a while now. But I actually wanted to start taking it serious when I found out it made me happy. So, like, that was a couple years ago. I was actually in school for computer programming and, like, designing apps for applications for iPhone.
Yeah.
But I actually was like, you know what would make me happy is instead of having all the money in the world is actually being able to relate to people. And a couple years ago, you know, I bought all my equipment and started recording on my own and everything and hitting up studios. And now I'm here, you know, just taking it day by day.
Cool, man. Like I said, afterwards, I just told you, I'll get up with you. You got to be on the show. I like the music. I didn't get to really holler at you because there's so many people in there. How did you like
yeah.
that speed dating thing where we went and hit different artists and let other people listen to your stuff? How did
yeah.
you like that?
Honestly, that was one of the best things, I think. You know, we really don't have stuff
yeah.
like that in Pittsburgh. But
right.
it linked me up with a lot of producers. Like, I'm sitting there, you know, a lot of people are hearing my stuff, and I guess I really don't look like how I sound, because when everybody hears my stuff, they're like second take me, like, whoa, that's coming from him? But it was real nice. I loved it. You know, I got to link up with a lot of people, and I got to weed through people whose production wasn't that great, you know. I could just be like, oh, yeah, and fake write their name down. But
right.
I did get a lot of people, though, that I did stay in contact with and, you know, was able to get a couple beats from.
That's cool, because I told the lady in there that we should have did this all day instead of wasting time with that bullshit we've been doing. That's
yeah.
exactly what I
yeah.
said. She looked at me like, I was like, I'm for real. We should have did this all day. This
yeah.
The other shit y'all was doing was crazy. I mean, critiquing people, it's to everybody's opinion. These
mm-hmm.
guys ain't the pros, because if they were the pros, they wouldn't be sitting in there telling us how to do it. They'd be out there spending
yeah.
their money, right? You didn't see D
yeah.
and Jay-Z in there, so, you know.
I agree, too. So, you know, you have all these people, you know, you have your select few people that are there telling people what to do and everything. And, I mean, while it is good for a starting artist, if you don't know anything about the business, you know, it's a great way to get you well-rounded.
Right.
But in the same sense, you know, I'm really, when you're ready to go to another level, you know, whether it's making it into money or, you know, just curating your business, I really think that I'm looking at them like, okay, there's 1,000 people here handing you CDs, flyers, and all this stuff. I'm just trying to differentiate myself. Like, you hear my music, and it'll separate me from all these people. And that's why I really did like that speed dating thing, because it wasn't like I'm handing you a CD and are you going to play it or not. You actually, you know, you put the headphones in your ear and you're going to hear what I have to say, you know. So I
right.
really did like that too.
So you're from Pittsburgh then, right?
Yes, sir. Born and raised.
Well, homie, I'm from Stouffville, which is about 30 minutes away across
yeah.
the river through West Virginia.
Yeah.
You're way younger than me. I used to party up in the Burg. when they used to have Heaven, 2001, Ford Studio, Unique, the club that was under the Pizza Parlor, Flockers, all that stuff, dog. I used to go up in there. I used to party down Penn Avenue, all up on Penn Avenue and all them little bars up and down there. Yes, sir. Yes,
that's where some of the spots are at now. I got a question. Have you ever had a Pimenti sandwich in Pittsburgh?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I just have to make sure.
Yes, sir. And I always, every time I come home, my wife wants to stay around where, now I can't, I forgot, it's newer because, of course, I'm older. It's where all the shops, the shopping mall and everything is at. It's like down from the airport once you land in.
Oh,
it's
Robinson.
And that's where she liked to go eat at them different restaurants, and we went to the one restaurant that was called it was after a car. It's got the cars in there. Quaker Steak.
That place is so good.
She loved Quaker Steak, but she thought my cousin was taking us to go get an oil change at 10 o'clock at night.
they definitely have it set up.
Just like that. Then you got cars in there and you're eating under a car and they get an oil change. What?
You gotta get the Louisiana Ranch when you go there next time. Trust me, that's one of the best sauces.
Okay, I'm gonna check it out because we definitely will be going back there again. The music, Gamble, the song Gamble. Describe that.
When I was making that, it was like real quick. It was just like, life is a gamble. Like the hook pretty much says it. Like, you know, for everybody that wants to do something, you know, we're always told what we should do and what society tells us to do as far as, you know, go to school, get a job, get a family, and die happy, you know, and have enough money to pass on to your kids. And I think with Life is a Gamble, you know, I was just trying to reiterate that I'm following my own steps and making my own life, you know, and not really listening to what society's telling me to do. So it's really like life is a gamble, and you better take the risk. You know, you only got one life to live. So it's really pretty simple in the hook, you know, but it's just for people out there that are on the edge of, you know, should I do this or should I follow my heart, you know, my passion. So.
Right. Gamble, this is just in time.
Yeah. Yeah. Go. Yeah. Go. Check this shit out. Go. Here we go.
Life is a gamble. You better take the risk. I live my life how you want to see if I get rich. Tired of sitting on a bench. Been ballin' ever since. Life is a gamble. You better take the risk. Better take the risk. Better take the risk. Life is a gamble and you better take the risk. Better take the risk. Better take the risk. Life is a gamble.
Better take the risk.
Life is a gamble. Doing some shit that you can't handle. I Jackson like Samuel. Down the earth like the mantle. I'm hot like some candles. Waxing on, waxed it off. You could call me Daniel. Missing screws, where's the manual? Sharp, weak, man. You never change the channels. They thirsty like some camels. On my grind like enamel. I'ma take the risk till I'm lying in the ditch. Swear that I'll be rich while I'm flying like a witch. Got your bitch on my dick and she stuck like a dick. On my side and on my hip, fire red like a bitch. Now you know who she be with when you call up a phone. Her name is not Lucy, man, she'll never be home. Life is a gamble, you better take the risk. I live my life how you want to see if I get rich. Tired of sitting on a bench, been ballin' ever since. Life is a gamble, you better take the risk. Better take the risk, better take the risk. Life is a gamble when you better take the risk. Better take the risk, better take the risk. Life is a gamble.
Better take the risk.
I said I'm always on a date. Life's a bitch, still I live it it up. Right behind my dreams, take a risk, never giving up. Suicide flow, slitting wrists, middle finger up. I'ma keep on chasing it, excuse me, no ifs, ands, or buts. So I'ma stay in motion, flyer like promotion. Trying to stay ahead, so that's exactly where I'm going. In control of my own channel, I won't ever switch the program. This is all just food for thought until ideas become golden.
Life is a gamble, you better take the risk. I live my life how you want to see if I get rich.
Tired of sitting on the bench, been ballin' ever since.
Life is a gamble, you better take the risk. Better take the risk, better take the risk. Life is a gamble and you better take the risk. Better take the risk, better take the risk. Life is a gamble.
Take
I take the risk, I take the gamble. Ain't no bet that I can handle. You niggas fraud, it's a scandal. Bruce said, scared money don't make no money. If you act scared, Bruce will take your money. Play without fear, cause the end is near. I'm cleaning out your pockets and I ain't no Davy Crockett. You can try and fight, but you can never stop it. Like we was in the army, I'm a kamikaze with the rocket. Aiming at your head, coming at your throat. Niggas be betting, but they all losing hope. I see so much change, like looking through a kaleidoscope. You niggas saw me, man, I'm so dope.
Life is a gamble, you better take the risk. I live my life how you want to see if I get rich.
Tired of sitting on a bench, been ballin' ever since.
Life is a gamble, you better take the risk. Better take the risk, better take the risk. Life is a gamble and you better take the risk. Better take the risk, better take the risk. Life is a gamble.
Better take the risk, better take the risk, better take the risk.
Hey, this is Debra Bryant, R&B indie recording artist. Some heard of me, and if I have anything to do with it, many more will. Check out my underground hits, You're Good to Me and Unfaithful, on my Let You Tell It CD. It's available at CD Baby and TowerRecords.com. And of course, you can also listen to it right here, right now, with my man, the T to the A to the Z, another Taz Production online radio show.
Hey, that's the song that you played for them, right? Am I correct?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I remember when it came on. I said, I like that jam. I liked it. And me and this other cat was in the back, and we was, like, critiquing the critiquers, really. And I said, what they going to say, bro? I'm going to say they ain't going to like it because it's got too much cuss. He said, okay, that's what they might say. I agree with you. I said, okay. So we went up and we listened, and he looked back at me, but he would tell me, I like that song. I said, I did too. Damn, that. I liked it. Did you do the production on that?
Actually, one of my friends did, and that's actually one of the songs I went to the studio up in Pittsburgh, and they made that magic, you know, happen.
Well, I'm going to give you a hint. Learn some production, though, so you can. Do you make beats or you don't?
No, I got somebody on my team that does it now, and we just like sit down and collectively work on them, you know. And
right.
That's basically, we got all our own production now. You know, we're way over getting other beats, you know, unless they get sent to us.
Okay, cool. I want you to learn too, though, because it's always best to, you know, put your foot in it. You got to learn every aspect. The business side, as well as the performance and the creativity side. So you got to learn, you know, all aspects so you can, you know, be a one man band. You ain't depending on nobody. Then they all come to you. But of course, you wrote it and performed it. So
yeah. So I've been performing that in Pittsburgh, you know, a while, and you know, I'm really right now. I focused on doing videos and stuff. Like, as you know, when I was down there, I actually got to film the BET Awards, like the red carpet and stuff. So, I am definitely trying to keep it as a one-man band, and I'm learning how, you know, to do my own videos and everything. So it's coming together pretty well right now.
I did see you walking around with a camera, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I do remember that now as you said that. So where you perform at in Pittsburgh?
There's a couple spots, you know. I used to do a lot more shows, but now I stay back and try and, you know, do more planned out shows. There's a lot of venues, you know, in Pittsburgh where they bring bigger artists through, and that's kind of what I'm waiting on right now is building up, you know, my own little fan base and getting out in the streets and handing my stuff out. There's really a lot of different venues they have for hip-hop, you know, all around. But the biggest one in Pittsburgh, like Stage AE or First Niagara Pavilion, so those, you know, those are the two biggest ones in Pittsburgh, and Console, the Energy Center. But, you know, those are what I'm striving for, you know. All those other local venues are cool and all, but, you know, that's where the real artistry and the real money's at, is those three venues.
So who's your, like, you know, people that you are influenced by? Don't say Wiz, because Wiz, I like Wiz too, but he's from the way.
Yeah.
But there's a couple more from Pittsburgh that's from the way. I got a couple of their CDs that I didn't know they was from the bird. I forgot the other people's names. But who was your influences growing up to actually strive you to want to do this?
When I was growing up, you know, first listening to, like, when I was real young, I used to love Michael Jackson, and just, like, watching the videos and everything, that was just a whole different era of music, you know. But I would say, like, vividly, I remember getting my first, like, Eminem and Biggie CD back, like, early 90s. And I tell you, like, I was old enough to the Marshall Mathers LP, all that wild stuff he was saying. I got the unedited version, and I was just like, damn, like, I'm young, you know, I'm young as hell listening to this. I'm like, what is he saying? He's going crazy. Like, he was literally insane. And, you know, that brings that it's just tapping into a different emotion. And, you know, him and Biggie, you know, I just love the way Biggie would be able to ride a beat and, you know, just get a message across and just be able to tell you a story. So those two, like, infused together and really influenced me, you know, coming up. And even Lil Wayne, you know, his early stuff, I was rocking to that once I got a little bit older into high school and middle school and stuff. So, you know, those are my main influences.
And speaking of crazy, your song Psycho. and tell the people what that represents before I play it.
Yes, sir. Well, you know how I was just telling you Eminem tapped into his wild side. You know, I feel like I can't be happy-go-lucky every time. You know, I got to show people. Everyone gets mad, you know, whatever the case may be. And this is literally just a crazy side of me that, you know, was fed up with girls and the way that they treated me when I was younger and whatever. And it came out creatively, you know. Wait until, I don't know if you saw the video yet, but trust me, that'll, when you go after this, you're going to go on YouTube and search Psycho. It's insane. It'll put your whole head in a different perspective after you see it.
Cool. And all I got to do is put Just in Time in there and Psycho, and I'll get it, right?
Yes, sir.
This is Psycho.
All right.
I never felt like this before, man. What they doing?
Crazy, psycho, crazy, psycho, crazy, psycho, crazy, psycho, 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 psycho.
I'm crazy, I'm psycho, 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 I'm crazy, and I'm psycho,
I'm crazy and I'm psycho, and I just might go to the closest Toys R Us and pick up some Barbie dolls. Take them out the box and rip off all
all their clothes and pretend they're one of the hoes. They turn me insane, rip off a head to dissect the brain. I'm an animal, I'll burn every can till he liquidates like the animals. Mix them in my supplement, cause Tim and Barbie tried to fuck again and I'm not for it. So I'll shuffle them both to the cleanest toilet. Take a mean shit and piss on their car to rise with some bowed bodies. They never stood a fighting chance. The fate was in my hand, the destiny to travel through my pants. So now they're both together forever. I got some newfound glory for any bitch trying to whore me. I am not an escort, I can tear you in your pieces, spit you out with no effort.
I'm crazy, I'm psycho, 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 I'm crazy. I'm crazy and I'm psycho.
Now that I have let them go down the chosen path, it's time to do my work and draw up the map. I gotta get rid of the evidence, hide it from all my friends so they still think I am heaven sent. Searching through the drawers for a brown paper bag. Can't forget the lighter and the address to a dance. Call up some of the goonies who jam to my crews, cause they're all loony. Mix, 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 mix up the medicine. Take a look in the bag and scratch my head again. We flying in the car, moving like stars. Oh no, it's almost time. Just in case we don't make it, I'll do the crime.
I'm crazy, I'm psycho, 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 I'm crazy, I'm psycho,
crazy, psycho, crazy, psycho, crazy, psycho, crazy, psycho, crazy, psycho, crazy, psycho, crazy, psycho, crazy, psycho, psycho.
Just in time, psycho. Justin, I had my ear rocking to that too.
All right, nice.
Give me your information so people can hit you up, tell you about your music and get at you and find out where you're performing at, man.
All right. Well, you can go to my website. It's modernmafioso.com. And also, like, my Facebook and everything, and my Twitter is Justin Time, and it's spelled T-H-Y-M-E. But it's for Twitter, it's going to be Recessive Mind is my name there. And basically, if you search Justin Time, spell T-H-Y-M-E, or anything on, you know, the internet, I got my website up there, and I got links to all my music and everything in my YouTube. And my YouTube is actually Modern Mafioso TV, and you'll see my videos and everything are up there and a lot of the stuff I've been able to do.
Well, I want to thank you for calling in, man. And like I said at the conference, it was good meeting you. When you come back down to the A, we'll link up. Hit me up, though, for real. Let me know, man.
Alright, definitely. It was a pleasure meeting you. Thanks for having me. And, yeah, when I get down there, I'll definitely give you a call.
All right, Kat. Stay in touch,
man. Alright. Later.
Area code 770-770. State your name, please.
What up, Pete? This is Yamin.
Yamin. What's up, Kat? I'm going to tell you right now, when I listened to the music, I was like, I had to go back and see what I had. You know, I was playing the MP3 a little bit just to get a vibe. And I was like, wait a minute, this can't sound like Rakim. Wait a minute. I went back. Did I hit Rakim? No, I didn't. I'm in the wild. I'm like looking like, did I hit all for Rakim? What in the hell? So, Kat, I loved it. The little bit I heard, I loved it. I was like, woo. Yes,
thank
sir.
You, bro.
So, I want you to tell the people exactly how did you start, where you from, and everything.
Okay, well, I was born in North Carolina, but I was raised in Atlanta. I'm from East Point, Georgia, which is like southwest Atlanta. I've been DJing. I DJ from beginning. I still DJ now, but I began as a DJ around 15 years old. And since about then, you know, I've just been making beats. I was in a group called the Vinyl Junkies back in the day, about 99, 2000. And, You know, we was all production unit, you know, basically DJ production, a couple of MCs. So I picked up on all the different, you know, facets of hip-hop, from the DJing to the, you know, some of my homies was B-boys. I never really got into the dancing, but I was always big on, you know, record collecting and sampling and DJing and rhyming, man. And, you know, I've been branching out even more. You know, I do all my own scratches, most of my own beats, you know, I sing. You know, so, yeah, man, I've been doing this for a while. I got a couple of albums out and a couple group projects. So this year, last year and this year, you know, I've just been going harder with the solo stuff.
I know it was an easy transition from DJing to actually becoming an artist, but actually, what was the impulse that made you say, man, I want to play my own shit. I'm tired of playing, you know, I want to hear my own stuff. I mean, you know, what was the, you know, the reasoning behind that? Why did you just say, well, let's see if I can do this?
Right. Well, I guess just from love of music, man. Like, you know, I did a lot of music without necessarily trying to sell it at the beginning because I didn't want to come out, you know, rough around the edges.
Right.
But, you know, even when I got to Georgia State, I used to host hip-hop shows on WRAS, you know, like from Rhythm and Vibes and The Bomb. And some of my homeboys was getting spins from me and people I would meet from different, you know, conferences like CMJ or, you know, going to Cal. And, you know, it was just like I was always loving and doing music, and I necessarily didn't have, like, any connections to any labels or anybody trying to put no money behind me. So as things changed with the Internet, you know, where you can release more of your own music, I was seeing the kind of reactions I was getting. I was just like, you know, I'll just go for self, man. You know, I was kind of waiting for a perfect situation, but I was like, you know, it might not be one. So, you know, just started hitting, you know, I was kind of I kind of came in at a weird time where people were still doing, like, more physical stuff. You know, people would be pressing their own CDs up. And I remember recording in studios with ADATs and, you know what I'm saying, like, stuff that people don't even know about now, you know. And I'm all on Pro Tools now. Yeah, you know what I'm saying.
You my people, because I remember ADATs and all that, dude, going in the studio, recording on and you damn near sometimes see a reel-to-reel and be like, what?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So,
yeah.
The song Change Your Style, that's the one I was playing. And I'm like, yo, let me go on and play this right now because I didn't hear it all the way through. I only heard a few seconds. I need to bump it. So it introduced
Well, that wasn't
song,
even that's probably why you thought that was me because that's my homie Big Vision on there. And I got Corrupt from the Dog Pound on that joint, too. So,
okay.
Yeah, that's I'm on there. I'm the third verse on that one. And there's a little backstory there. I can tell you the story of that, too. I don't know if you was about to play it. But, yeah, it's an interesting story. But, I used that beat back in, like, 2009 when I was doing some independent releases. I had a friend of mine. Some of y'all listening might know him by the name of Superstition or Cam Moy. He's from North Carolina. I had him on there, and I had my homeboy Elevator Dan on there. And it was still called Change Your Style, but earlier last year, my dude Vision, who's on that track, he asked me what my email was because, you know, I change my email every once in a while. And then the next thing I know, he sends me him and Corrupt on that beat. And I was just like, man, yeah, this is one of my favorite MCs. You know, you got, like, one of the living legends on here. It really messed my head up because I wasn't expecting that. He didn't even tell me what he was about to send. But, you know, Vision, he's down with Dungeon Family. So, you know, he's the first person that took me over to Ray Murray House, you know what I'm saying, for Organized North. And, you know, eventually, you know, I just got on the track as well, you know, kind of updated my hook. And they, you know, now we got a new version of the joint, like the Dungeon Found Dog Pound remix. So I feel very, very blessed to be in the same, you know, just in the same vein, you know, be mentioned among them, man. So that was really dope.
Change Your Style. Yameen Somali on ATAZP.
What up? Yameen. Oh,
Think bigger, think brighter. Think like a lover, act like a fighter. Act like a thinker, you might find the space that you need to get down and grind. Cause the haters only there to remind us where we end up if the fools blind us. Big vision on time, cause past, present, and future, you got to rewind us.
All around the world, man, same old song been played so long, could you? Day after day till I hate that song, if your game's so strong, would you? Now raise your arms, take your palms, make a fist like this, I must insist. On and on and on and kept going, don't stop, don't quit, just.
I got that Zulu thirst. Shaka, Taka Vaka, Octagon, Party Rocker, Lil and Big Papa, Mega Monster Rock, Lobster with Patron on the rocks. My vision, healthy intuition, visualize in your eyes, Gaudian vision. Vicious, malicious, Gaudi imprisoned in hunger, it's the strike of the midnight function, love. Visualize in your eyes, Gaudi envision life.
Yeah.
Heavy addiction, life.
I'm
addicted to living, defensive, this is survival of the fittest. Listen, just
rock with it, 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 rock with it.
House, take your shoes off, yo. That matter of fact, take your jewels off. We fall through like Sue, and if y'all knew, y'all would suck them like RuPaul's too. I'm a screwball since the after school brawls in the food hall. Don't let the food taste food, y'all. Still more youth than coop and less cute than brute. With jack moves like Newt the New, we smack fools like spoons. Just shoot intravenous, the touch leaves a rush open-handed, blitz for defense. A fourth down wouldn't force me. Brother, you're not my mother, but you bore me. It's futuristic. Man, as far as time, I'm so ahead, I sleep alone in bed. Dreaming everyone I know is dead, my head's a million days from now. That's why I hardly raise a brow. I change lanes, change names, yeah, I change style.
Don't be alarmed, I was simply alerted. The way I worded the picture, gotta had a picture perfect. But the pictures was nothing like the pictures I was shown when I was growing up, and now a brother grown. Know the difference between the lights, camera, action, and the real shit goes on in life and satisfaction. I find got nothing to do with the way it shine, but the way that I see it in my mind, I'm far from blind. So my vision constructs it, the process, I trust it. Truthfully, I love it, that weak shit crush it. Got more to do with my heart than to do with my budget. Acting on sound sets in front of cameras, lose yourself in the public. The eye is so critical, got nothing better to do than watch me and you pitiful. Wish I can change the channel and get rid of you, but it's stuck on zero. When the bad guy's the hero, riding off laughs with a bag of the
world,
Nero.
Man, same old song been played so long, could you? Day after day till I hate that song, if your game's so strong, would you? Now raise your arms, take your palms, make a fist like this, I must insist. On and on and on and kept going, don't stop, don't quit.
Change your style. Y'all mean? I like that song, man. That's going in the rotation for me.
Oh, man, thank you,
I got to listen to that in the car. That's hey. I like the beat. Everything was dope on it. I was definitely feeling what y'all was spitting. And like I said, you still sound like Rock Kim to me because I did listen all the way through. I was like, wait a minute. Like I said, I had to hit it back. A few times, just to see.
Yeah.
So what would you describe your style as? I said it was that smart, gutter, octane funk, because it's kind of funky too.
Yeah,
you could flow to almost. I could almost hear you flowing to a classical beat. Really? The classical beat was at a nice drum beat. You probably could rip it. Like, there's people that you listen to and go, well, they can't rip such a beat. But you
probably
could rip take any kind of beat. That's how I'm feeling.
I like to do it. I try to do it without forcing it. So I agree, though, man. Like, I try not to be too much any one direction too much. You know what I mean? Like, I got joints that I produce with no samples and joints that I do completely with my own instrumentation. I told somebody recently when they asked me that question, I just told them it was something I'd do if I wasn't getting paid for it, because I just like the process, the thought process behind it.
Right.
So, you know, I don't go into any studio thinking about, you know, if it's gonna hit the radio or if it's what is gonna be for the ladies, or, you know, I don't really try to go in too cognizant on what I'm trying to, you know, I don't want to be too self conscious about it. So that's just basically it, man. The album Senior Dudes, it has, you know, more hard joints. Like, it kind of starts off, that's like the second track on the album. So we kind of came out hard with it, but, you know, the deeper you go into it, the more melodic it can get, you know what I'm saying, the more introspective it can get, and the more vulnerable it can get, you know, from an artistic, you know what I'm saying, penmanship standpoint. So I try to think outside my own box, you know what I'm saying? But that's all.
Right.
I try to get out of my own way, you know.
And that's real artist talk right there. Because
yeah,
a lot of people go in the studio trying to, well, I got to make it sound like, you know, so-and-so's track. Because that's
right.
That's what's selling. You know what I'm saying? They go in with that perspective instead of going in with the artist perspective of, I just want to create. You know what
exactly.
I mean?
Exactly.
So, that's the way an artist should think at all times. So when you come through and you are going to the studio, do you have in mind what's the process, how you actually create a song, or is it already prepared before you get there and you know what you want to do? I mean, how do you go through the creative process about making a Y'all Mean Somali hit? You know what I'm saying? How you go through it?
It's different sometimes, man. Sometimes it'll take me months to write to a beat I make, but sometimes I'll hear a beat from a friend of mine or somebody send me a beat somewhere in the world. You know, I've been getting beats from Germany and France and all kind of people hitting me up. And then those joints would be ones I write to in like half an hour, have a whole song, three verses, of course, you know.
Yeah.
But sometimes it just varies, though. Like, I know, for instance, I got a song on my project called Land of Passion. And I wrote that in half an hour. And then another cat in France sent me a beat for it that had a vocal sample. He sent me this beat in France, but there's a vocal sample in it that goes, you and I. It says, you and I. And on the song that I made before that for the remix, for the original version, I sing you and I before I even heard that beat. So sometimes it seemed like these songs were supposed to come out. Like, I leave
right.
it up to the Most High, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't even necessarily... No, like I did a remix project for my group Clandestine for Raucous Records once, and a lot of the samples I had put to the side was in the same key, because a lot of our songs got melodies and stuff, so we got to keep the same key. So it came out just real smooth, man. Like, I don't know, man. I don't know if I'm doing it subconsciously, but I usually attract the right beat for the right song. If I have a line in my head before the track even made, you know, it'll end up attracted to the right sample or the right chord progression. So it's really it's like a web, man. You know what I mean? Like, I can have any little thing set it off. I can have some drums that I sample. I can have a friend of mine lay a drum track for me, and then
right.
I'll put it to the side before. I've had samples on hard drives for like 2 years, and then I hear one record, you know, tomorrow, and I'll be like, yo, this goes perfect with that, you know. So I'm like a
right.
mental, you know, Rolodex, you know what I'm saying, of concepts.
Right.
And, you know, it's almost like throwing a dart at a board. You know, it's so random, you never know what's going to come out. So, yeah, so it's really hard, man. It's really hard to do that. Yeah.
And the thing about it is, I'm feeling that answer for real. Now, I know some people I might have to explain later on, but I do music too. So, I mean,
right.
you know, with me doing music and writing too and making beats too, so I'm like, I'm feeling you on that, because that's the same, almost the same process I go through. Like,
true.
I might make a beat this year, and 2 years later, you know, I go through the little beats sometimes and just be like, what's this, and listen to it. Man, that's hot. I did that?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm like, yo, why didn't I write to this at the beginning, you know? So, yeah, I understand what you're talking about, for real. How did you link up with Chris V? That's my boy. He been on the show like years ago, man. How did you link up with Chris?
It was interesting. I never would have saw it happening the way it did. I mean, I remember we was Facebook friends, And I don't really remember us ever becoming Facebook friends like the day we linked or nothing, but he bought some music of mine, and you know, he would always speak us up. When I say us, I mean like different people in Atlanta. He would just speak us up, you know. I mean, he's been around for a long time. I affectionately call him the hip-hop Forrest Gump. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, you watch the movie Forrest Gump, and you know how he was always around when something big happened, and he might have even had a hand in it. Like, that's him all day. He's an interesting dude, man. He always got a real ill perspective for you, a story about something that you might have always known about. And you know, he just, you know, he's been in a lot of different situations, and he came, he hit me up on Facebook one day about this one project he was trying to do with another musician, and that project actually has yet to really even happen. But from meeting and talking about that, you know, I just introduced him to my company and told him what I was hoping to get accomplished. And just been putting our heads together, us and another homeboy's named Jeff. He runs a website called NoBuzz.net. And, you know, between the three of our resources, we've just been able to move forward a little bit, man. And we haven't even really begun as a unit yet. Like, the Senior Dudes Project, I kind of already had that ready to roll around the time we really got to meeting a lot. But, yeah, man, he's a real cool cat, man. We got a lot in common. And it's amazing, man. Like, the stuff he's introduced me to in a short period of time, man. I think we're going to be doing some good stuff this year, next year, 10 years from now.
Well, shouts out to Chris V, a.k.a. Bubba Gump, my boy. My homie from Ohio, man. He's a homie, and I met him on the Internet just like you years ago.
Yeah.
So that's cool. I'm glad he introduced me to you as well. The title, Senior Dudes. I know you got the title song, you gave it to me, but explain it, man, because that's a cool name for the whole CD. What does Senior Dudes mean?
Well, for me, man, you know, as an independent artist, everybody's always talking about, you know, when you going to get on, or when you going to get put on, going to get signed, or, you know, like, it's almost like you don't even have a discography until you sign. Like, you might put out 19 albums, but the 20th one's going to be the first one when you get signed, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right.
So I was like, you know what, man, like, I'm going to put value in my own music before somebody else does. You got to kind of, like, believe yourself before other people do. And people always telling me, you know, people, you know, friends of mine or people, they gas you up and tell you how good you are. And you go home at night and you don't necessarily feel that way because you still got a regular job, or, you know, you might be giving it your all and seem like nobody paying attention. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I ain't graduate from college, man, but I graduated from high school, of course. But, you know, I wanted to have my own kind of ceremony, man, for music, you know, because it's like, even when I try to go to school, go back to college and things, it don't ever really work out. It's always like I'm, like, supposed to do music. So I was like, all right, I'm going to have my own ceremony for music, and I'm just going to put it into an album. And it's kind of like me just taking my walk. And it's also, you know, separating me from being quasi-professional to just straight-up professional. Like, everything I do, you're going to have to compensate me. You know, everything I've done, all the dues I paid, I have to cash it in. You know what I'm saying? Because otherwise, you're going to just accept whatever you accept. People are going to give you what they're going to give you. You're just going to take it. So, you know, I got an album serving as my diploma. Like, look who I got on here. Look at what I'm talking about. Tell me it's not as good as anything else. You know what I mean? It's kind of like putting your foot down for your sanity, man, because, you know, we really put our hearts into what we do. So I ain't want to take no shorts no more. So I was like, I'm class of 2013. Fuck it. Like, you know what I'm saying? My bad, I don't know if I'm supposed to curse on here, but my fault, man. But, yeah, man, like, I just have to kind of draw a line in the sand separating the past from the future. So I was like, I'm going to go ahead and call it Senior Dudes. And plus, my next album is going to be called Class of MMI, which is like 2001.
And
Rose, but it really stands for me, myself, and I. Because I graduated from high school in 2001. So I thought it would be like a cool little double meaning, you know what I'm saying? But so, yeah, the next project is going to be just more in that direction. You know, you graduated now, you know, you represent your class, and, you know what I'm saying?
I'm feeling proud.
Yeah,
I feel the concept. This is Senior Dudes.
I see you. Okay. Go ahead, baby, live it up. To you I tip my cup, who am I to interrupt? You know that you can hit me if you're in a rut. But we grown now, you're doing grown woman business such. It's apparent, we're different than our parents. You made for the best man, but we ain't even thinking marriage. Too busy going through customs, adjusting to other tariffs. Parties packed to the lobbies, hope nobody calls the sheriff. But you always gave me really good energy. Ain't nobody denying the chemistry. But in this male-dominated industry, loving you hard will probably turn this all into a misery. I still keep up with everything you do. I seen you pay them senior dues. You a queen, salute. Right place and right time, I got a ring for you. And you know I mean it too. Chop the brakes and go on lots of dates. Unless it's on the two of us, the two of us got lots of stake. And romance is a slow dance. We grew up where they rag top fast in the low stance. I used to hit your crib with no Trojans. Spend the night with no plans to get in your pants. You trusted me, I'm sure we could've did a couple lustful things. I guess I didn't wanna see the day I'd have to cut the strings. Even though the view was better. And when there's two of us, you know the pool is wetter. So maybe I'm a fool to let her go. But yo, really though, I'm just saying that it's cool I met her. Sometimes you gotta be a man to action before another brother gets your satisfaction. I know we'll only end up right where we should be. And that's for me and she, that would be the land of passion.
Actually, man, that's gonna be on iTunes with a remix featuring Koss, cat from LA. But the project, you can catch all my projects, mostly all of them, on my website. Some of them are free, like all the singles are free. Senior Dudes is actually a Name Your Price album. You can get that at yendollarmusic.com. That's Y-E-N dollarmusic.com. And yeah, I have a lot of other content on there as well. But that's the one stop, man. Everything else is there.
You want to put out your Facebook page so folks can hit you up there too?
Yeah, my Facebook, it's just Yameen Somali Music. My Twitter is Yameen All Day. Instagram is Yameen All Day. But if they go to that website, everything is there at Yen Dollar Music. Sometimes the handles change, so I just send people there.
Right. Okay, cool. Well, man, I appreciate you coming through. Whenever you got another joint, make sure you hit me up and let me know, man. We friends on Facebook, so hit me up and let me know, and that way I'll get you back on. I enjoy the music, and I want to thank Yameen Somali for coming through. Also, Justin Time as well. Leaving y'all with one of the Z Smooth Plus One. Man, that's me. myself, Jay Bug, my cousin, and Ron L. He just had a birthday yesterday. Happy birthday, bro. We do what we do, and I'll see you next week.
Steps in the club, Z smooth plus one. Our celebrity shines like the yellow sun. Correct the crowd, is it not all hype? We're bound to break some necks, shake some butts tonight. Hey, they that are cool, begin so hot. Brings a track like this to the tippy-tippy top. And rise we shall to the number one status. Sounds on the airwaves, glad to have us. Not the same old, same run of the mill. The melodies pop, what we spit is real. It's just another track, example of our style. To make you laugh a little, say them boys are wild. And if it comes to flows, my spit is on. Like raindrops in the air till the break of dawn. And after the hook, smooth sounds come through. It's the plus one, say, we do what we do.
We do what we do.
We keep doing it.
Cause we're always coming through, yeah.
Smooth plus one.
We do what we do.
Just doing it.
Cause we're always coming through, yeah, yeah.
I am who I am. Are who you are. I love to catch flights or take trips in cars. I love hip hop and ripping 16 bars. And TAZBBQ gets me higher than Mars. Ron L's vocals get me closer to the ladies. They hear his voice and snuggle up, calling me baby. The Love Brothers, the brothers of love, brothers from another mother, but you can't tell cuz it's about we and not about me. But I tell you about me just to make a stronger we. How else can we hit the sky? Without a team, it's impossible. Can't do it with just I. If I blow up, then we blow up. Cause if we blow up, then I do too. If I got a nickel, then so do you. I got your back, bros, cause we do what we do.
We do what we do.
Z2 plus 1.